This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
How do you deal with your anger? Apparently, ranting is not the best way to do it. There was a study that claimed that ranting, or even doing an exercise like jogging, usually only ramps up your anger to the next level. So you might think that, like,
I've seen that.
Yeah, I'm going to go rant about this thing and I'm going to get it off my chest and then move on. But actually, as you're ranting, talking about it with somebody else, whatever, you're just getting more and more mad and more worked up. I've definitely seen that happen before.
On the list, does it have anything about punching things?
Well, it said, like, with jogging, like, you think, like, oh, go run it off, go for a run and whatever, but actually that ramps up your heartbeat and gets you going more and gets you more worked up. So it does the opposite. They said instead, if you're angry, focus on deep breathing. For me, I just need to simulate the situation in my head. So if I am, like, mad, I go through the argument in my head, I yell at the person in my head, and then once I do that, I'm fine. I can just let it go and move on. It's like I have to have this simulated argument in my head and just get it out. And then at the end of that fake argument in my head, I realize how dumb it was, and I'm able to move on from it.
I haven't figured out a way, because there's times that I squirrel and I'm stuck on something for, like, days.
Yeah, all the time. You won't go to certain countries because you're angry at people from England. So you won't go to England. You've never been to England. But you won't even go to the entire country of England because you're mad at one person from England. What happened to me is I had a boss once that was angry. And he talked down to people. And I looked at how everyone talked about that person behind their back. And I was like, wow, I don't want to be that guy.
Or girl.
I don't want to be that person. You know, I don't want people talking. I wanted to leave a good impact on me, so I don't want to be angry at people all day. So I remember just deciding it was silly to stay angry.
I don't
angry.
Vent on people. I usually I keep it in as much as I can, and then I eventually explode and usually
you
tell
do the
people,
rant to a friend. You'll, yes, like, get on the phone with a friend and rant to them or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you can cut toxic people out of your life too, but don't hold on to anger. You don't have to be angry at them forever, right? Life is too short, Jimmy. You know that. So I thought that would be a good topic.
Really?
Good topic for a Monday morning. How do you deal with your anger?
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
There was a study about how ranting might not be the best way to get rid of your anger. It is fun, though, sometimes. Sometimes you need that session, right, where you just open up and let loose, but... Yeah, they did say that's not necessarily the best way to deal with things. It might actually make it worse for you. So we were talking, how do you deal with your anger? 780-989-0957. We got a text from Mark who said, fishing and beer. Yeah, it's a good combo. You can do those separately. You can do them together. It's hard to be angry when you're fishing, though. Even when you lose one, right? The line breaks or they get away. It's hard to stay angry when you're fishing.
What about lightsaber fighting in beer?
Can't say I've ever done that, Jimmy. That's not on my radar.
I may have.
It's still single, hey?
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
And this is Jimmy at the movies reviewing a movie from every year of his life leading up to his 50th birthday. What movie did you review this past weekend?
Howard the Duck.
No more Mr. Nice Duck. Let the female creature go.
Oh, yeah, such a great
one
movie.
One of George Lucas' best.
Yes. Yeah, because that's exactly it. It's a George Lucas movie. And actually, I don't know if you know it, but they actually did Marvel Comics based on Howard the Duck. That's why he ended up showing up in one of the Marvel movies as a character. But it's very cheesy, but quite amusing. But I'm a huge fan of Leah Thompson.
Oh, okay.
She's the love interest. She was the mom in Back to the Future, which actually was a couple of years before this, so she was quite young. I've always been a huge fan, but there's kind of a funny thing with her. So her husband's name is Howard Dutch.
Oh, so like her actual husband.
Her actual husband is Howard Dutch.
And she's Howard the Duck.
As his love interest.
That's a fun fact.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
And, you know, the main scientist, the bad guy in the movie that ended up being possessed, was the guy we were talking about last week from Ferris Bueller, the Jeffrey Jones, the creepy principal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bad guy?
Yeah, he's in this too?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in prison. Or he was in prison.
Yes. Yeah, for doing not
for a while
good things.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 buttery cobs of Tabor corn out of 5.
Yeah,
for Howard the Duck. That's really good because you did not want to watch this movie.
I just realized about how cheesy it was.
It's silly.
But funny. But the song at the end where they're singing the Howard the Duck and he's now their manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Like critics hated it. It was 13% on Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience gave it a 38%. But it was cheesy that it was funny.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's not a great movie, but it's fun.
No.
Coming up later in the show, we'll be picking a movie from 1987. So I'll have to go look at some lists and find some good ones.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
Over the weekend, it was announced that the City of Edmonton manager is stepping down from the job. The city doesn't have any money. Homelessness is worse than ever. Buses are breaking down and we can't replace them. Good time to walk away. Job well done. But actually, could you imagine trying to do that job? To be the city manager for Edmonton? To get this city council on board with what you're trying to do? Hello, city council. We don't have much money. So I think we should not build piles of silver balls alongside the road. Instead, let's fix the road that those silver balls are next to. Imagine the response if you told them we didn't need any more bike lanes. Hey, instead of bike lanes, how about we give the workers a raise more often than once every decade? Imagine city council's response to that. The city manager that is leaving spent like 30 plus years doing jobs like this. After a couple years working here, that was enough. So if you're looking for a job, the city is hiring. Requirements are you must be pro-bike lane and not afraid to raise taxes. Hey, maybe they'll keep the job vacant for when Trudeau's looking for work.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy, I have a question for you, and I'm pretty positive I know the answer to it. Did you know that the Junos were last night?
Had no clue. Did you?
No. I saw one of my friends went to the Junos. Oh, they were in Halifax, and he went there, and I was like, wow, those were last night. They do not market those at all. Nelly Furtado was hosting. I don't know. This was the song that won Best Single of the Year. You know this one?
I have no.
What if I said Tate McRae? Would you know who that is?
Nope.
I don't blame you. Like, my instinct is, you know, let's make fun of Jimmy. He doesn't know who that is. But I have no idea who that is either. And I'm worried that I'm becoming old. Am I becoming old, Jimmy? Because I don't know who this is? I know the name Tate McRae. Because she was a part of the NHL All-Star Game this year. Like, she was one of the coaches with Will Arnett, was this Tate McRae. But that is it.
Let's see if we can have 10 people text in that they've actually know who this person is.
Well, you'll be disappointed because she also beat out Shania Twain for Artist of the Year. So that's...
Hey, that's...
You know?
That's wrong.
That's a tough one.
I know who Shania Twain is.
Okay, do you know who Karen Azula is?
Do you?
Nope.
Okay,
that was a TikTok
me neither.
Fan
okay.
choice.
No one's texting in that they knew who that person is.
Yeah. I saw this last night. I was like, I can't be that old. They just must be terrible at marketing it, right?
You're getting old, dude.
No, it's not me. It's the kids, Jimmy, that are wrong.
News Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Son of a bitch, Paul. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Suck my white
Paul.
How are we feeling about a potential Happy Gilmore 2, Jimmy?
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah? But Shooter McGavin spilled the news over the weekend. So the actor that plays Shooter McGavin was doing an interview, and he said that Adam Sandler has shown him the first draft of the script for Happy Gilmore 2. So he's saying it's going to happen.
But the only problem is how are you going to do it without Chubbs?
Yeah, well, Chubbs was dead in the movie, though. He died in Happy Gilmore, so...
Yeah, but his ghost, or Bob Barker.
Yeah, Bob Barker. I did think about Bob Barker, how he wouldn't be around for a second. That's one of my favorite comedies. Maybe my favorite Adam Sandler movie.
It is. It is my favorite Adam Sandler movie, for sure.
Yeah, Waterboy's good, but no, Happy Gilmore's better.
Oh,
You look at... Billy Madison, no. I'd take Happy Gilmore over that. Big Daddy, Mr. Deeds, both Happy Gilmore, still better than those ones.
Click.
The only other one... Click?
I like that one because Kate Beckinsale.
Okay. Click. Little Nicky, horrible. The only other one that, for me, comes close to Happy Gilmore is actually The Wedding Singer. I'm a huge fan of The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
But with Happy Gilmore, I can watch it anytime it's on. Anytime anyone wants to watch Happy Gilmore, I'm down for it. But I don't want a sequel. Mostly because I don't know how they could possibly follow it up.
And so far, like, it was such a long time ago, that movie.
Came out in 96. 1996 is when that one came out. And the other thing is Adam Sandler movies are terrible now. Like, let's be honest, outside of the odd drama that he does, like Uncut Gems was a great movie, his comedies are awful.
But if they put the effort in like they did with Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just scared he's going to do some straight to VHS style sequel to Happy Gilmore, which if that all happens, we need to just agree right now to ignore it and pretend it never happened, like we did with Joe Dirt 2.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Hello?
Hello, is this Angie?
It is.
Hi, this is the CRA call-in. We're going to need you to go get us $100 of Arby's gift cards, please.
I'll get right on that.
Angie, did you recently text Cruise FM?
I have, yes.
You have? You texted in some keywords, possibly, to try to win
decor.
Some furniture.
Yeah.
Well, good news for you. You won $1,000 to iFurniture.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You are serious.
Awesome.
You got $1,000 to revive your space. Do you have anything in mind that you're going to spruce up around the place?
Yeah, I actually just created my own little girl den. So I'm going to use it for that.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. This is awesome.
Congratulations, Angie.
Thank you.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
All right. You know who Maddie Matheson is, Jimmy?
No.
All right. That's good. He is, you would know him if you saw him. Canadian chef, covered in tattoos. He's a big guy. Yeah, he's famous Canadian chef. He's on the TV show The Bear. So oddly enough, that's a show about a restaurant in Chicago. He's the only chef on the cast of the show, and he's the only one in the show that doesn't play a chef. But he's really funny. He still lives in Ontario around Toronto. He has like a farm and a couple restaurants and stuff. He also has the Matheson Food Company, which he launched. And I have a recommendation for you because I love my Kraft dinner. But I have not been eating it lately because portion sizes are getting smaller in the box. And also we're trying to stay away from like artificial food colorings and stuff.
Yeah.
Maddie Matheson has his own line of like Kraft dinner. So it's pasta in the box. There's three different flavors. And we tried it last night and it's really good. So there's the cracked pepper one. There's a smoky cheese one, and then there's just like an original classic mac and cheese.
So it doesn't have artificial colorings?
Yes, it's all natural colorings and stuff, and it's really not, like, I don't know, how much does a box of Kraft Dinner go for now? Couple bucks?
Yeah.
I think these were like $3.20 per box or something. But we got three boxes, and that fed all four of us. and we were all full last night. So we tried them all. We cooked them all up last night for a little taste test at the house. What I like about it is the pasta shape. It's like a thicker noodle. It's like this little circle. Man, I'm a fan of the Matheson Kraft Dinner.
I haven't bought actual KD in forever. I've been buying the dollar store mac and cheese.
You need to up your cheaper mac and cheese game, man. Go to Walmart. We got it at Walmart is actually where we found it. So I would recommend that. If you're looking for cheap lunches, the Matty Matheson.
Oh, I see this. What you're talking about, the shape. Yeah,
the shape is awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's very satisfying. And I think it'll taste good if I put some hot dogs in it. So that's next for me. I'm going to do the cracked pepper with a Harvest hot dog sliced up in that bad boy. That's a lunch.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
Jimmy at the Movies, 50 years of Jimmy. We're on year 1987, and there are some wicked movies. I don't know how we're going to choose one, Jimmy.
Yeah, because there's a ton that have come in. Spaceballs, Princess Bride.
Spaceballs and Princess Bride were both 1987.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Untouchables.
Oh, yeah, the Untouchables. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Snoofy Chris texted that one in. That was 1987.
But also, the funny thing is Steel Dawn came in.
Oh, yeah.
And also Dirty Dancing. They're both 1987. They're
big
both
year
Patrick
for
Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, yeah.
A Good Morning Vietnam.
Maybe we do a doubleheader, a whole Patrick Swayze weekend. I'm not against that. If we do a weekend of Patrick Swayze, you do Dirty Dancing and Steel Dawn.
Huh. What can go wrong?
Plus that new Roadhouse is out you just watched. That was kind of in his honor.
Yeah.
I like that idea, but let's look through. The Last Emperor was the movie that won Best Picture at the Oscars that year. Okay. We have, Full Metal Jacket came out in 1987.
I have a feeling I've done that for
Yeah,
Jimmy
I think so,
movies.
Too. Over the Top came out. That's one of the worst Stallone movies.
Stallone, yeah, where he's a truck-driving arm wrestler.
It was also like this era of 80s movies was the era where Patrick Swayze and Kevin Bacon dominated.
Yes.
Like there's a few, like End of the Line, Whitewater Summer. There's a few Kevin Bacon movies that come up immediately when you search for 1987. Predator came out in 87. Lethal Weapon came out in 87.
That was a huge year for action movies.
Yeah, this is when action movies were king, for sure.
I think the only option we do have is because there's so many, I have to do two.
Throw
I have to
Mama
do the
from the
header.
Train was 87, though.
You made me watch that. I've had to do that one for
Jimmy. Okay, let's do
the
doubleheader.
So I'm doing Steel Dawn and Dirty Dancing.
It's a weekend of Patrick Swayze for Jimmy at the Movies.
And it's a long weekend, so why not?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You'll have lots of time to watch it. That review will be Monday morning.
Time now for Jimmy's birthday corner. This should be good.
All right, Jimmy.
So it's for car guy Will. He actually listens to our show all the time.
He's from Saskatoon, too.
Yeah.
And he streams us online from Saskatoon.
He's turned 55 today.
Oh.
And he listens to our podcast quite regularly and tries to listen live. This was actually a request from his cousin Chris. Well, happy birthday, car guy Will. Hope your 55 is a good one.
All right. Well, since he's from Saskatchewan listening to us, let's play a Saskatchewan band for him. Happy birthday, car guy Will.